And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Hope your day is going well. Currently outside, it is 78 degrees and it's 742 here at the studios in downtown Coffeyville. And now joining us this morning is Dr. Craig Correll, is the superintendent of USD 445. And Dr. Correll, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fantastic. And of course, tonight we do have the school board meeting. A few things on the agenda. Of course, we have a large action item agenda, but a lot of this stuff is obviously because school is starting this week, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But one of the things you did want to talk about is this phase one facility update, and there's also maybe a slight change to the budget as well. Is that correct?
It is. We do have a facility update on for this evening, just to update the board on where we're at. As you know, we had a lease purchase agreement to do some upgrades to some of our facilities. And so we are moving forward with that. Unfortunately, due to COVID, as is the case everywhere, it's hard to find materials. Prices have increased quite a bit. So we kind of took a step backwards, and we went ahead and ordered some of the materials we need. And then we're going to rebid some of the other ones coming up to save some of those costs for ourselves and the community. We're hoping to break ground on the initial parking lot in September. So we should see some action coming up within the next month and a half. We should start seeing some action, and then hopefully having that, completed by sometime next summer overall.
And where's that parking lot going to be located at in reference to the high school?
That parking lot is essentially directly to the south of where the high school theater is. So in that southwest corner there of the front lawn would be a parking lot, and then we would essentially use the existing parking lot for a staging area for our materials as they come in for the construction project.
Okay, so again, if anybody knows what he's talking about, it's just directly south of basically the auditorium area is where I'm guessing. Okay. You said there was a change to the budget, maybe a meal change, correct?
Tonight is our budget hearing, so we'll have that. And so there is going to be a slight decrease in the overall mill rate. And we're very proud of that. We've worked very hard to make sure that we can make cuts in other areas in order to make that happen. And so even though we are doing some facilities upgrades and doing some real necessary changes to that, we want to try to keep that mill rate just as steady as we possibly can and even reducing that when at all possible.
So obviously that'll make everybody happy when the mill rate goes down just slightly. And then, of course, starting this Friday, school starts up, not for everybody, but for pre-K, 7th and 9th grades.
Yeah, several years ago we went to that model to really, that way just allows our 7th graders and our 9th graders a day to be at school without the upperclassmen. So that way hopefully it relieves some of their anxiety. They get to practice opening their lockers several times that day, meet all their new teachers. So, like you said, Friday is the first day for grades pre-K through 7th grade and our 9th graders. And then everybody will attend school next Monday. And actually today is our teacher's official first day back. So as soon as I leave here, I'll start making my rounds and go to the buildings. And it's always a very exciting time of year for not just our students, but our staff too. They kind of act like the kids sometimes, and you see them come back, and they're just really happy to see one another. And they're just they can't wait to get school started.
And they're ready to get their room ready because that's going to be like their second home for some of them because they love working there.
A lot of those teachers have already been working the last couple of weeks on their own getting those rooms ready because, I still remember when I was a teacher, and that was always a very exciting time of the years, just getting that room up and ready for that next class, and you can't wait to get started.
Absolutely. And like I said, school starts in full for everybody, though, starting a week from today. So hard to believe that it's already getting there. And as of right now, no changes. It's pretty much full bore as about as normal as we can get nowadays, correct? Or do we have a few things going on?
It is. I did meet with, I'm always in conversation with our local health officials, and we did have a meeting last Thursday where I had the area superintendents come to Coffeyville and meet with Montgomery County health officials. And what we did come up with, we will be recommending masks in schools for everyone, but not requiring those masks. So okay, that choice is up to the individual student and parent as far as what they wish to do. But we know with the Delta variant and seeing a little bit of an uptick in some cases, not too bad locally, but not too far around us. So we wanted to to get that out there, to follow the CDC and KDHE recommendations, is that masks are recommended, but we will not be requiring those. And so we'll be taking this, you know, really on a week-by-week basis, much as we did last year. The difference this year is we do have data available from last year to look at, where last year we really didn't know what we were in for. So now we have that data, and what we'll do is we'll, you know, after the first week of school, we'll review that data with where we were at last year at the first week of school. And if we see any major spikes in cases, then we'll come back together, meet with our health officials, and go from there. But at this point, myself, our staff, parents, everybody, we want to get back to school as normal as possible. So there is no remote learning this year. Students are in class 5 days a week. So I know that'll make a lot of parents happy that, you know, Wednesday they send their kids to school. Really the only change in scheduling is our middle school and high school will be doing about a 30-minute late start on Thursday to allow their teachers some time to collaborate. And those messages are being sent out to the parents. So really, that's the biggest change that we have this year, and we really hope to get back to, like I said, as normal a school year as you can possibly have.
Absolutely, and but you guys did do a great job at the end of the 2019-2020 school year, and then all last year, because that was definitely different for everybody. But the good news is you guys do have that in the background just in case something does happen. If school unfortunately may close again, you guys still have that at the ready, though, if it needs to be used, correct?
If it needs to happen, the legislators did vote last year to make some changes to remote learning. So there's some hour requirements on there that you can't go above unless your local board acts on that and the state board acts on that. So there's definitely a few more hurdles and speed bumps along the way. And like I said, we're just hopeful that we won't need to do that. We are still taking our safety precautions with the cleaning that we're doing in the buildings. We've upgraded many of our HVAC units to recycle that air, you know, quicker to make sure that turnaround happens. So we're really hopeful that what we've put in place is going to be very effective for our students and our staff.
Absolutely. Well, sir, again, that meeting is happening tonight. And for those maybe that maybe new to the area and would like to come out to the school board meeting, where is the meeting located at? And about what time is it going to start?
5 o'clock at 615 Ellis, the Board of Education building.
All right. So, again, head on out there again at 5 p.m. tonight over at 615 Ellis. It is the Board of Education building, and that meeting, again, starts a little bit later tonight. Sir, I appreciate you coming in today. We always appreciate it, and we will talk to you again next month.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma.